My name is Natasha Nguyen. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm 21 years old and I was born in Metro in Cleveland. I finished high school in the year of 2011. I was in transitional housing from January of 2012 to April of 2013. Transitional housing and the staff and the people there, like, they helped me so much. Parenting classes, they showed me how, like, to change her and stuff like that. It's like transitional housing was like a mother factor to me. They just kind of loved me and just showed me the way, knitting and sewing and stuff like that, like how to budget my money. Now I think I can budget my money in my sleep. My stay here at Rockport Apartments, we've been here for about 3 months now. We're still adjusting and gradually getting back on our feet. I didn't really know my father and my mom. She was just always kind of like in and out. I really didn't have like a stable place to stay, for I was always living in other people's homes. And when they felt like it was time for me to go, it was just time for me to go. Robin's father is not in the picture, and we met in 5th grade. We was playing tennis together. I always felt like I was a better tennis player, and vice versa. So we ended up being paired up together to play the coaches one day, and just like since then, like we became like really good friends. We kind of reconnected like our 12th grade year, just kicking in things in that nature, and then we decided to take it to a relationship stage, and we had to look at Robin. I haven't seen her father, like, it was like he was there for the delivery, but then I just haven't seen him since then. I'm going to just try to raise Robin like the best of my abilities and just keep trying to teach her and love her the best way I can.
Yeah, you got the comb, girlfriend. You got the comb?
Ooh, we comb your hair. I started working at Taco Bell about 2 months ago. It's like I run the drive-thru.
A Mexican pizza and a double decker taco. Any taco sauce or anything you drink for today?
Or run the front cashier. In the average month, I make $6.25. Almost 75% of that goes to Robin and the bills, because she has daycare costs and diapers and wipes and her always growing out of clothes. I barely have anything for myself. I'll probably buy myself like maybe a stick of gum. A lot of times I feel judged by people that's in the same class as I. Like, I may work, make a minimum wage, but they may be working like maybe $9, which is really not too much of a step up, but somehow they feel like just because they make just a little bit more than I do, they feel like that they're doing so much better than me, but at the end of the day, we're still struggling. At Gunning Recreation, I volunteer with a lot of different stuff. Like, either I'll work with the seniors, I'll play ping pong. There's a lot of my friends here. Kind of give back to my community. I think it's quite important because you just show that you do actually care. I've been looking at classes at Tri-C. I want to be a defense lawyer. I spoke to a representative she had came to Gunning Recreation. She just told me like to give her a call when she think like my schedule is like really free. I'm 10 or 20 years, like I see myself like well established and owning and opening like a shelter for women, because I was in that situation. I always love to give back, and I'm all about helping the next woman to get to her next level.